Welcome to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie, and you can find more out about Active Faith Ministry at active-faith.org. Our vision is to take back territory, expel evil, and help God's people heal. Today, I want to share two stories with you from the oil field. That's right, a very specific industry, but I think these stories will prove to you that God's word is powerful and it does protect. Let's first consider two verses. The first is 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. And Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So my husband works in the Texas oil field, and I would like to start with the story where he experienced how God's word protected him. You know that at Active Faith, we have stakes where we stake land and we put scriptures of God's authority and protection on those stakes. Well, over the years, the last 20 years, my husband has traveled extensively in the oil and gas industry, and he always takes a stake with him. He has for many, many years now, taken a stake with him in his bag, where wherever he's at, whatever oil field location he's on across the country. And he did it for safety and protection because it can be very dangerous. In one particular instance, he was in Pennsylvania, and they were working in the mountains. And the crew was exhausted, and they all got into a crew van to drive back and forth from the hotel they were staying in to their location of work. And it took over an hour for them to get to and from the location. And they had been on a very long shift, very exhausted, and they were on their way home in a very mountainous region, lots of switchbacks in the road. And the driver fell asleep. And it just so happened that there was only one spot in that entire drive where there was not a sheer drop off or a rock face. And when he fell asleep, he went into the one place there was an open field. No fence, no rock face, no drop off, but an open field. Needless to say, the men were all rattled because they drove off into this field, but they did not wreck. They did not turn over. Once they went off the road, the driver realized what was happening, was able to get the van to a stop. And all those men got out and they were all very shaken. I think some actually jokingly kissed the earth, but they kept questioning how. Of all the places on this road, how is it that this is the place where this man fell asleep? And my husband said, I can tell you how. And he pulled the stake out of his bag and he said, I want you to understand that God's word is powerful. And today, as it does every day, it protected me and you from a tragic, tragic accident. And then another story, more recent, that was actually several years ago. Another story, more recent, a friend of ours in East Texas works with workover rigs. And if you're not familiar with what that is, it's they take rigs that have already been drilled and they go back and they attempt to harvest more oil or gas from those particular locations. And they were on location, and this gentleman had a stake in his truck. He's the supervisor of the location and a very strong believer in the power of God's word. This particular man had already suffered an explosion on an oil field location in another state and went through years of healing and therapy because he was very, very seriously injured in an explosion. And then last week, he was also in another possible explosion. They were harvesting oil and some gas got mixed with it, and he heard it. You apparently can hear it coming through the pipes, and he heard it and he knew exactly what the sound was. And he had everybody running and he was trying to get everything shut down. The oil blew up out of the pipes, out of the head on the location, and it was a blowout. If you've ever seen the movies, it was a blowout, and it was way above the trees, and it's very dangerous, and it should have exploded. It should have exploded. And he shared with me, he said, I really thought that we were about to die. And they got it cut off and they were able to keep it from exploding. And once everybody kind of got their wits about them again, he remembered that just 50, 75 feet away in his pickup on that location was a stake that had the word of God in it. And needless to say, he gave God all the glory for their rescue. The scriptures I read to you earlier, it says the Lord is faithful and he establishes us and he guards us against the evil one. Even in industrial locations, he guards us against the evil one. I would encourage you today, why don't you pray those scriptures over you? Whether you're in an industrial setting, a school, whether you're a physical therapist, you're going into a hospital, maybe an insurance agency, maybe a tax office, a government office, it doesn't matter. God will be faithful. He will guard you and protect you in whatever situation you walk into every day. So maybe we could pray like this. Father, there is no one like you. And we trust that your word is strong and powerful and never fails. And we trust that it's going to go with us everywhere we go today, that it will watch over us, your word and your heart. In the name of Jesus, amen. This has been Battle Plan with Dr. Charlie. I look forward to next time.